It's winning
tonight. I showed up for the party, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, better late than never, right?
Yeah.
And also, just so you know, get the Motley Crue backpack.
Oh.
That's pretty cool. Where'd you get that?
Merchandise.
I got it. You got that at Walmart?
No, I got it for Christmas.
I don't think you can find that at Walmart.
No, my sister got it for me, and I'm just like, oh, I got to use this. I'm doing fantastic. How are you, my good friend?
I'm good, good. Welcome to that. Everyone tuned in. Welcome to That Arena Rock Show, the podcast. I'm joined by Josh DeBoard from whatthebuzz.com, Seabass from Rocking with Seabass, the podcast, and the one and only powerful and attractive Nikki Starr. And
it's been real, y'all. Catch y'all later now.
Hey, wait, come back.
A man with a beautiful voice, T-Bone, has also joined us.
Yeah, do it. Let me eat my bowl of chili in peace.
Chili?
Hey, wait, did you go to Wendy's?
No.
You went to our Wendy's, didn't you?
Mm-mm.
I see a bowl of chili.
Eat dinner and podcasting.
Yeah,
that's one way to
do
it.
How we roll out here.
Oh yeah. So
who's all on here? We got some people in the comments. T-Bone, go drink.
Well,
you know what? I'm being clean tonight. I'm gonna be sobered up and everything. I'm gonna be a good man. Good man.
Look at you turning it around.
Oh, good for you. Good for you.
An hour.
And an hour.
Now, all right.
Well, we'll. We'll get back to Dorian and let him know.
Yeah.
Well, and okay, so how is everybody here? Are you guys going to do anything crazy? What's the band been up to lately?
Actually, we've been doing a lot of cool stuff. We've been working on some vocal rehearsal, which has been going. Yeah. Can you tell? It's going really well.
Hell yeah.
I think my ears hurt a little bit, but I think I'll be fine.
But no, that's been going really well. We've been working on some new acoustic songs. We're going to do some more of them acoustic videos and that we did earlier last year and do some more this year. So we're preparing for that. We've got some shows that just got announced. We're playing – let me pull them up here. Playing at Lazy Acres in Nashport, which was one of our favorite shows that we did last year. It's actually a campground, and when you think of that, you're like, what the hell, why would you be playing a campground? But they have this amazing stage, and like all the campers come out and come to the show. It's got this amazing light production, and literally I think it was post, you know, or during the pandemic, however you want to look at it, that was my favorite show last year. After the pandemic started. So that was really cool. I'm excited to go back. Did you like that place, Tristan?
Absolutely loved it. And we got to go camping. So like normally we've got like a drive or something to get, or like, you know, to wherever to find a place to, you know, sleep for the night, right? But we just had our pitch of tent. We was good to go, baby.
we watched some movies. Had that projection screen. We had to watch I think like a Michael Myers movie, and
very scary.
They brought some chili, which was amazing, and then we had hot dogs, and it was a lot of fun. Brought the dogs. It was a good time. So
you know, I find this very ironic that you were watching a Halloween movie with Michael Myers in it, and one of the shows Michael Myers tries to kill you.
Yeah, he's haunting me. Ever since I watched that show, he started haunting me.
Well, no, he just likes playing your guitar because he rocked that guitar.
We got James Fry tuned in from Lynn, Indiana. Very cool. We've got an Indiana show that's going to be announced here soon, and that should be in May. We're going up to Saginaw, Michigan, June 26th at a place called The Vault. Looking forward to checking that place out. That was something that got rescheduled from last year. July 3rd, we got a rescheduled show from in Blanchester, Ohio. So that'll be cool, July 3rd. Another very, very cool show coming July 4th that we can't tell you about yet.
Top secret
information for now. July 24th, we're at a new place we've never been before called the Beach Amusement and Water Park Resort. Nice. Again, sounds kind of like one of those venues you'd be like, why are you playing there? But I've seen videos of bands playing there, and it looks really, really cool. So I'm excited. I'm really excited for that one.
The Who played there and stuff. It was really cool.
Right, yeah. So that's gonna be really neat to check that place out. We're headed back to Pittsburgh, August 14th, at a place called Jurgles, which I've heard a lot of good things about. And August 13th, another show I can't quite tell you about right now, but that's gonna be a top secret one. That's going to be another big top secret one. And
lots of top secrets here.
Yeah. Top secret information for now. September 3rd, we're going down to the Jackson County Fair in McKee, Kentucky, which is a reschedule from last year. So I've seen some pictures of their show from not last year, but the year before, and it was really cool. So looking forward to that. And then we just had our Edwardsville, Illinois show get rescheduled from March to September 21st, which I don't know if it's been all updated online yet, but that's the rundown of the shows for now. A couple in the works that we're getting ready. We're trying to finalize and get announced. But, yeah, so it's going to be a good summer, I think.
That's good. Yeah, I look forward to everything you guys are going to be doing. And also from Josh here from What the Buzz, what have you been doing lately?
Dude, hiding from COVID, I guess. It was a big wrestling weekend. We were talking before we came on about the Royal Rumble, so that's always a fun time for wrestling fans. Working, going day by day, man, just been doing good, hanging out with the family. I've remade my top 10 list for this podcast about 17 times, so I'm glad to finally have a finished one. So, besides that, everything's good.
I was telling one of these guys before the show, I think my top 10 list could change depending on the day. By the way, for those that don't know, we are doing a top 10 list of our favorite power ballads or love ballads in honor of Valentine's Day coming up, because this is the last show before Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Yes. I hope everybody really loves these ballads here, man. It's going to be crazy. I mean, we got a lot, right? Top 10 from each of us.
Seabass, if you ever sprawled out on a Jaguar and danced.
Yeah, a little bit, I would say.
There's a video right there.
We're going to remake that video and have Seabass as
we need to.
And I just discovered what TikTok was, and we'll put it on there and put like some filters and stuff with it, some flames.
No, wait a minute. I don't think it's going to work out.
It will. I have like 26 followers, you know, it'll grow.
I could just imagine one of us driving the car right in the video, and then he's just like hanging outside the car doing the exact same outfit.
They got the cloning feature. They have tons of cool stuff. I'm like, my little sister shows me all this stuff, and I'm like, I guess I'm out of touch. I didn't know what TikTok or any of this stuff was, and I was like, dude, why have I been here on my phone for 45 minutes playing on TikTok? I was like, I got to stop.
I tried to learn TikTok. It's just I couldn't get it.
I don't use TikTok, but you know, it's not for everybody, and it's, you know, it's all cool. Everybody seems to like it. It seems like a cool thing to use. But for me, I just can't use it either, so I understand.
So what we got in the comments going on here?
Well, let's see here.
Lisa from Sydney, Ohio. Thanks for tuning in, Lisa.
And Tiba, let's see. Yeah, Sydney, Ohio. Russ is ready to hear and watch some more acoustic music. I'm looking forward to that as well. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for you guys to announce. Hopefully you're at JD Legends about 5 to 10 times within the next year. I'll be okay with that.
We'll see.
Fun play.
Let's see here. Denise Clark here. This is probably one of your favorites here.
Yeah, hell she's all about WWE.
Yes.
Vicky's but ready to rock.
Me and Josh are talking. I know we're kind of off topic here, but the Royal Rumble is one of the better Royal Rumbles in a long time, I thought. So.
Oh, yeah. I think I was really happy. I mean, you and I were there together watching the Royal Rumble. You saw me pop up and yell Carlito because he came back. And then, of course, Edge winning. I was all like, yes, yes.
Yeah, like grown men crying. Like when Edge won, just like I've seen videos, like that's wrestling. Like that's the best part about it. Like yeah. I'm a downer because I didn't want to see Edge win, but I was like, it's a great moment. But yeah, it was really cool. They had a lot of cool old school guys come back. You saw Carlito, Christian's back. I thought him and Edge hugging was really cool because they both had career-ending injuries. It was a good show. It was honestly, it might be just because it happened 2 days ago, but it's probably my favorite so far. Yeah. We'll see how I feel in a couple months.
Yeah.
And then, of course, leading up to WrestleMania. But anyway, back on the real topic here about the ballads.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about ballads?
All right, so let's look up the definition of like power ballad. Let me see what we got here. What defines a power ballad? A slow, soft rock song with a strong emotional vocal delivery and often grandiose. Help me out, Tristan. Grandiose production. Is that right?
You got it.
All right.
What are we gonna go with? Grandiose.
Okay, I think all of mine have are in that box. How about you guys?
I hope so.
Yeah, I think most of mine are pretty well in there. I think there's one that I kind of question a little bit, but I think it's there. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
If one of mine isn't, somebody tell me.
Yeah,
people in the comments, I'm sure you guys will tell me. T-Bone, they want you to get a TikTok. Like that's a thing now.
Okay. You know what? I do have a TikTok. I will say, I have not posted any videos yet. I think I might have posted one and then I deleted it because I realized it was god awful. But it was back when the whole like the Tiger King thing was a thing. Oh, mm-hmm. I did the whole dance and everything. Killed her husband, whacked him. I did the whole thing. It was a fun time.
I
have a video on my phone somewhere. But you know what? Maybe I'll have to do some videos, actually. That'd be fun. I'd have to hop on there and do a couple of videos and post them on the more TikTok, if you will. Hashtag at T-Bone what it do. Yes, I threw it out there.
Now, are you going to record me, too? You're going to pop out of nowhere and record me doing a Jaguar?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Greg says, hopefully you can keep your tradition in Pittsburgh. I don't know what that is.
Ah, I know what that tradition is.
I can only imagine with him.
Let's just say the moon is very bright in Pittsburgh.
Okay, I know what it is. Yeah,
there's
yeah.
two moons. And all of Pittsburgh gets to see.
I don't get it, but okay.
Top secret information.
I believe it.
Triple secret. We got three already.
So,
we're on like 14 minutes in.
Everyone that's tuned in, leave a comment with your favorite power ballad. Maybe it's in our top 10. We've got we made a post today and asked people what their favorite was, and we've got a whole bunch of good ones. Like Josh Steele put Def Leppard Hysteria. Gary Smedley put Alone Again by Dokken. Joe Hamlin, Alone Again. Christina Bobbitt, I Remember You. What do we got here? John Mantilla, Who Wants to Be Lonely Every Time I Look at You Tomorrow. That's like Paul Kiss. I love that. Never Say Goodbye, Bon Jovi. Oh, a lot of Love of a Lifetime by Firehouse, which is
that's a hard one. That's a rated one.
Yeah. So in your guys' opinion, what makes a power ballad or a love ballad great? Like, why did you put certain ones in your top 10? What about those songs put those in your top 10 without giving away your top 10?
I think the reason I'm not going to give away my top 10, but for me, it's sometimes it concerns with how the guitar sounds or how the or they put a piano in it and make it a slow moving song, or it's the fact that how I can relate to the song. You know, I can, I look at it like, you know, I kind of relate to this, and I kind of, that I take it as, and like, that is a good ballad because I relate to it so much.
Yep.
That's just me. I don't know about you guys.
No, I definitely feel that for sure. For me, it was big on, like, you know, relating to something. Every song that's in my list, and once again, I'm not going to, you know, give away my list just yet.
Yeah.
With my list, of course, it was songs and stuff that I feel like at one point in my life, at some point or another, whether I've been in that exact situation or not, like, I feel like I've related to it in one aspect or another. It could be literally one verse of a song that triggers an emotion. See, a power ballad, especially a love ballad, if we're getting more specific for being a love ballad, it's, once again, it's more personal, directed towards one love from one entity to another, so one person to another.
Yeah.
So it's more of a personal emotion. And it's, but it always, I would say it always involves two, to an extent. And now a power ballad can, you know, it can involve whatever. It can be one person. It can be your fans, whatnot. But a love ballad, it's more personable, two people, and it triggers that emotion.
It definitely makes you think about, like, your relationship or a relationship that you've been in or something like that. Yeah, for sure.
It's very insightful. Yeah. It's
very, you know, the vocal is usually what grabs me, like, especially if there's I'm a sucker for a piano in a song. And this isn't in my top 10, but it is one of my favorite power ballads of all time, is Always by Bon Jovi.
Oh, good one.
His voice and that just, like, gives me chills, you know? So, like, when I hear a vocal or words or the meaning, like, a lot of people I've seen on here will put the voice and meaning. Like, that's I think that's kind of... kind of where I'm at with them too. Like, if the meaning's good and positive and whatnot, the voice is, there's a strong vocal on it. That's what gets me.
So, yeah, I definitely. Yeah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's pretty much an accumulation of everything you guys said. It's emotion, voice, relatability is probably my biggest thing, like T-Bone said too. When I hear a certain song and I can think about my past, or like, man, when I find the one or whatever, this is the kind of song that I want to be able to relate to. And it's one of those things, like, if I walk into Walmart and one of these songs come on, I'm just like, AirPod out. I want to, it grabs your attention no matter where you are. It's one of those songs that automatically just gets your attention. It's like, whether you hear it, somebody's karaoke or wherever it is, it automatically grabs your attention. Mm-hmm. And the voice is key. I prefer the ones where you have that one note where they just go all in super high, and like, you can feel the pain or the happiness or whatever they're going through. And then as it comes back down, it's just like, you got to get those chills still, even if you've heard it 500 times.
Yep.
So it's all about, like you guys said, emotion, voice, and relatability.
Right.
That's perfect.
I think one like good example of a singer with a ballad that has that type of voice would probably be, in my opinion, Don Dokken. I think his voice is very, very subtle with how he sings the ballads, especially with I'm Alone Again. Like, when he says, I'm alone again without you, you can, like, feel that, and you feel like, you feel like you kind of, like, I can kind of relate to that. Sometimes I feel alone.
So I'm sure there are songs by all these people that we're probably about to mention here, but, like, what singer... singers have the best power ballads in your opinion, or ballads in general?
Well, I mean, I've already said Don Dokken.
Yeah, but, Dokken's a good one. Yeah.
Honestly, I think the lead singer of Cinderella, Tony Keith. Is that his first name? I lost my train of thought.
Did you say Toby Keith?
I said Tony. I don't know why I'm losing my train of thought.
Jeff Keith.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Jeff. Yeah. Yeah. I think his voice is actually really good. I was saying Cinderella.
I love his voice.
Yeah.
Cinderella, yeah. Oh, you can feel Tesla. You can feel Tom Kiefer. Yeah.
Yeah. Tom Kiefer. Yeah. I always get mixed up with those two. But yeah, Tom, Jeff, their voice is just right on spot when they sing their ballads. Like, ooh, don't know what you got till it's gone. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one that you probably don't think of too much. And I'm not talking about Vince Neil. I'm talking about Blackie Lawless.
Blackie Lawless, yes.
If you hear him sing Sleeping in the Fire, which I think is on their live record, oh my God, his voice will give you chills.
Yes, yes.
Such a great raspy voice on that song.
Oh, yeah. He's really good with it, especially with that song you mentioned. Also, Forever Free.
Mm-hmm.
The way it's slow. And then it picks up with that dun 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 dun. And then he just starts singing it louder, and I'm like, man.
Yeah, I think personally, I think the king of ballads is Jon Bon Jovi.
I would agree.
Oh, Jon Bon Jovi. Yep.
Every one of them.
A lot of ballads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He put them out left and right.
Yeah. and they don't get old, you know. Like some music from the 70s or 80s, you can, it like feels dated, but any Bon Jovi song that you hear now, it's like that could literally, I mean, maybe the production value could maybe be changed and sound a little more modern, but all of those songs could come out today and I think be huge hits, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So without further ado, let's get into our top 10s. Who wants to go first?
Let's go. Where are you going?
Josh is it.
All right. So am I. Boom. All right. Number 10, Alone by Heart.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yes. Good one.
I mean, when you first hear it, it's kind of like, man, this is kind of depressing. But then you kind of hear what they're saying, and it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
It's relatable to a lot of people. So, I feel like any of my top 10 could be in any order from 1 to 10, and it'd be okay. So it's kind of hard. I was like, man, Heart Alone at 10, that's kind of low, but there's a lot of good ones. 9, I'll Do Anything for Love by Meatloaf.
Awesome. Okay, I see you.
Definitely one you hear all the time. Not that I will do anything for love, but some people will.
Do anything for love, but you won't do that.
Yeah, see, that's the part I agree with. But yeah, one of the first ones I actually really became familiar with. It's in a bunch of movies too. Like when I was younger, I heard this and I was like, that's really cool. Very good instrumental in it too. Very catchy. Obviously one of the more popular ones. Everybody knows this song, at least from Meatloaf. Whitesnake. Big fan of Whitesnake. I hear I go again.
Yeah.
Another very good one. This is one of my I Want You to Want Me by Cheap Trick.
Yeah, okay.
So, all right.
Dad was a big Cheap Trick fan, so I listened to this a lot.
Oh, he tried, good
guys. My dad tries to play a couple instruments. He plays them pretty well. That's one of the songs he tried to always learn. It's one of the few songs I can karaoke, so you know, maybe a little bias on my part, but not saying it's good, but I can do it without having to look at the words. So Def Leppard is my favorite group.
Yeah.
And it's not even close. Bill Elliott would be one of my top ballad vocal people. I was going to say Bon Jovi, but Nikki beat me to that. But Bring It On, the Heartbreak, the beat. I mean, everything about this song's great. You can dance to it. You can cry to it. You can make out to it. I mean, there's nothing you can't do. I mean, it's pretty much the definition of a love ballad. And then Whitesnake again is This Love.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I love that one.
Let's see. Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison.
Yeah.
Your guys' acoustic of this was really, really good on New Year's Eve.
Oh, thank you. Cool. Yeah.
Really, really good. One of my favorites for sure. Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is.
That's a good one.
My top three were like pinching hair. It's like any of these three I could put at number one. Also, Tom Cruise in the movie Rock of Ages does a fantastic cover of this.
He does, actually. I will agree.
It was kind of cool because it's my favorite movie, actually. Most people hated it. It plummeted at the theaters. But he actually went to like all the people that he sung their songs and like worked with them to learn vocally how to do it to where he wouldn't like disrespect their music. So I thought that was pretty cool. And I think he did a really good job.
Very good job.
And then I'll Be There for You by Bon Jovi. By far my favorite Bon Jovi song between this and It's My Life. But classic there. And then Def Leppard, Love Bites.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
From most of my experiences, Def Leppard hits it on the head right here with the title. So relatability for sure here. Great. It's one of those songs, no matter where I hear it, I automatically stop, turn it up, go to where it is, and it gets my attention. Yeah. Like I said, Def Leppard. I could have honestly made a top 10 of just Def Leppard love songs. But that would be my 10.
We were talking about like the king of ballads or songwriters that do ballads. Def Leppard's probably at least number it might be a tie for number one, you know, them and Bon Jovi. But to me, I like Bon Jovi's ballads a little more, but they're definitely one and two or one and one, however you want to look at it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, especially for the 80s. Who wants to go next?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Wait, I already shot.
redo. All right. Eeny, meeny, miny. Oh, I got you guys for a second.
Okay. You know what? I'll go.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. That's how we trick him into going next.
Got it.
I'll get you next time.
All right. So number 10.
Yes, number 10, Warrant. Heaven Ain't So Far Away. Such a relatable song for me because I always, you know, I'm a Christian and I always try to believe that we can, you know, find a way to get back to heaven. And I know it's not far away. So number 10 right there.
Yeah. Great song.
Europe Carrie. All right.
It was just, I think it would have been Janie Lane's 57th birthday, I think, yesterday or the day before.
Oh, wow. Yes, that's right. Yes. Rest in peace, Janie Lane. Good man. Sorry, Janie. Europe by the song Carrie.
Good song.
Yes. Love the way he sings it. Carrie. I can't sing.
I just say, we might we might need Tristan to, every time we pop up a song, he can sing the chorus real quick.
Oh, gosh. Let me pull up the words now.
We don't have time for that. But that there is a really good one. I've always loved it. Number 8, Wasp. I've said it before, Forever Free. Ooh. Holy cow, the slowness of the song, then the build up with the guitars and the drums. Such an amazing song, and that's what really made me into a Wasp fan. That's from Headless Children, which, believe it or not, is my favorite album. And that's with Frankie Benelli when he joined the band.
I need to listen to it. I have it, but I listened to the first three in that live album the most. I need to take it to that one because I heard the Headless Children's a really good album.
Oh, it is. In fact, I think it's one of their most underrated albums because that was the time when, a lot of the bands were kind of phasing out. Because
they kind of got away from their party-style music.
Right. But still... Great, great, great album. Definitely recommended. Number 7, Cinderella, You Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone. One of my favorite music videos from that time, and love the piano sound, and I can really feel the emotion that Tom puts through for that song. So great, great ballad. Number 6, Dokken, Alone Again. Like I said, the way Don sings it, you know, you can really feel the emotion that he's going through as he's stating that he is alone without the girl that he's singing about.
Yeah.
And, of course, number 5, Alice Cooper, Ballad of the White Fry.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
Yes, I had to pick this one. Sometimes I like the little scary, creepy ballads and all that. And Alice Cooper is a good example of that. Sometimes you can go quietly insane, and with a slow ballad like that, you can... kind of feel a little chill, even if you don't think it's scary.
Isn't that the one he does when he's in the straitjacket in concert?
Yeah, he's in the straitjacket and he's all like, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of here. Anyway. Twisted Sister, The Price.
Oh, great song.
Yes. I think I relate to this song the most because, you know, it's a price we gotta pay and, you know, it's what we gotta do. So every time I hear this song, it's like, I gotta carry on. I gotta do what I need to do. So, yeah.
That's relatable to like anything, you know.
It really can be.
It reminds me of that. That song reminds me of like them in the music business. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that the price you got to pay for, you know, it could really relate to anything.
Right. I mean, again, I was a dancer when I first heard this song, and I was going through some trouble rehearsing, and I just heard this song, and I'm like, you know what, whether I'm going to win or lose, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
L.A. Guns, Ballad of Jane. I had to pick this one because I'm a big L.A. Guns fan, and I want to get L.A. Guns more recognition, even though they are recognized, but I want more recognition by these guys.
Great band.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Good live band, too. Mm-hmm. Tesla, Love Song. Another relatable song of mine, because sometimes love will find me, because I've been single for years. Hi, Emma. Yes, I've been single for years, so I'm trying to look for somebody, but don't mention that. Anyway, number one. I had to say that.
I feel your pain, man. It's okay. I feel your pain.
Okay, Whitesnake Is This Love, something I believe Josh picked. Yeah, I love this song. The way it starts, the guitar, and the way it just goes. And also the music video is amazing, too, especially when he and his girlfriend, Tawny, is just going at each other. I'm just like, this is classic. Yeah, yes. But that's my top 10, and I hope everybody loved it.
I think Whitesnake defined the power ballad, you know, video in the 80s, right? I mean, that's what you think of. If you think of power ballads, you think of that chick, you know, dancing around on the car, or, you know, him and her, at least anyways.
Kind of interesting. Those two were dating at the time, which I think, actually, I think they were married. Or married, yeah.
Here we go. Next podcast, Love Connection, where we find Sebastian, a woman.
Contestant number one, please join the stream.
Denise has all the great ideas for our shows.
Hey, Denise, you want to be our manager? Oh my gosh!
All right, well, I'll go next, and we'll save the best for last. How about that? My list. Oh crap! I got to pull my list. Number 10. I actually I don't think this song was not brought up yet. The Flame by Cheap Trick.
Oh yes, good, very nice.
Yeah, that was like their song that they kind of came back with in the 80s and kind of resurrected their career a little bit. But Cheap Trick is such a great band. They just put a new song out the other day, and I can't remember the name of it, but it was solid, man. I usually bands will put out a new song, and I'm just like, eh. But Cheap Trick put out a new one, and it is solid, man. I love it. I'm excited to hear their new CD.
I actually saw them live before, you know, the pandemic started. I saw them twice, actually. The second time I saw them, though, it was really funny. They were getting ready to play I Want You to Want Me, and Tommy Shaw from Styx, you know, they were the headliner. He's putting the guitar in Robin, and he's all like, I want you, and I don't want you. He told Tommy Shaw to go away.
And it's just amazing, man. Guy is still amazing with a voice, you know, to last as long as it has. Their career, it's incredible.
And you get some love for The Flame too. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good tune.
Oh yeah, very
here's
good.
One that might most.
Nikki,
he's gone. Nikki, come back.
We missed
him. Did Michael Myers get him?
You my brought back. This bad juju upon us.
My Wi-Fi must be sucking.
Bastard.
This one, it's from the Inside album of Alice Cooper, which is not one of his more famous ones, but not there's a really. Song on there.
What song, though?
No. Oh, no.
He's dead.
He got him again.
The Wi-Fi is dead. Michael Myers is down there. Get out of there.
I'm going to have to move and see if this helps.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's technical difficulties on the stream.
Please stand by for the technical difficulties. Or sorry.
Cue up the elevator music.
Yeah. It's better. It's better. Can you still?
I think so. No.
Notice how everything went. Yeah, he... how everything started freezing when he started mentioning his top 10.
Maybe we should have somebody else go, and I'll do mine after that.
I guess the top 10 is all right, T-Bone.
All right. I shall present my list to you all. This was a very hard list to put together because a lot of the songs you guys had mentioned were songs I wanted to put on my list. Some were that you had mentioned that were on my list. Some weren't. And then when I was putting the, even, you know, ordering them 1 through 10, even then it was hard. So some of them could be switched around. I think a statement Nikki said earlier about like my favorite ballad is kind of dependent upon the day.
Mm-hmm.
Paraphrasing him, but pretty much that's how it is, really. I mean, some days I'll be like, eh, this is my favorite balance. But overall, I would say these are some of my top 10 favorites. So, number 10, I'm going with Smooth Up In You by the Bullet Boys. Oh, wait, wrong this. That's a real love ballad, you know what I mean?
I was gonna say that ain't no ballad. That's a party song, man.
Yeah.
But as you can see on the stream, number 10, I have Steel Hearts, I'll Never Let You Go. Oh my goodness. The vocals that man hits in that song is ridiculous, and it irritates me so much that he is that good. Because I wish I could sing like that. Oh my goodness. I'm looking him up.
On
his name right now, but it's Majankovic or something. I'm blanking on his name. But
Mike's, yeah, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Mike something. He also sang in Rockstar, the movie Rockstar.
He did. Yes.
I believe he's a Croatian singer. He's a very, very gifted individual. Mm-hmm. That song, you know, simply just talking about, you know, he'll never let a girl go. He's always going to love her forever and ever. I mean, love, there you go.
There it is. So,
simple as it gets, right? Number 9. I wanted to have just one Journey song in there. Number 9, I put Journey's Open Arms. Now, this was a toss-up for me because I wanted to put Faithfully in there, but I put Open Arms in there because that one always tugged at my heartstrings a little bit more. It's one of those songs where it's one of those songs where a breakup's already occurred. And you're just kind of longing for the good times to come back. And then, you know, everything comes back together. And, you know, sometimes it happens. Sometimes it doesn't for better reasons. But that song, and I'm not necessarily talking about situations in my own life. And it's just more that's a song that really, I don't know, is the vocals and everything, the piano work, like we talked about earlier. The piano work that starts off in that song, simply amazing. That one tugs at my heartstrings every time. In terms of love ballads. So, number 8. Tesla's What You Give. So, this song, along with another song on this list, are very, I don't want to say the word sentimental, but they're more, well, I guess they have a sentimental value to me to an extent. What You Give, that song, back in the 80s, granted, I wasn't around during that time, but it was either the late 80s, early 90s, whenever that song came out. But
I thought you were from the 80s.
It's possible. I mean, I do look pretty young to be from the 80s, but I'll throw that out. But anyways, What You Give, right? That song, back in the 80s, before I was born and even thought of, when my father was dating me mother, he took that song and had it like burned onto a little CD and sent that to my mother. So growing up, I always wanted to, you know, listen to that song a bunch, and always just thought of the relationship between my mother and my father-in-law, how they, you know, just that was just a song they shared, and I always wanted to have a song like that with whoever I was with later in my life. So that one holds a sentimental value to me. So Tesla's What You Give. So what you got? It's What You Give. Number 7. Let's see. I don't know. People talking to me. I want to say hi. Oh, very sweet. I try my best. Oh, thank you. Number 7. We talked about the man himself, John Bon Jovi. I'll be there for you, number 7. That one, along with another one that is on this list, absolutely amazing. I'll be there for you. That song, it's another one of those. The man knows he messed up in this situation, but he's going to make it right. He's planning on it. Doesn't mean he necessarily will, but he's going to try his best, all right? There's certain screams in that song, especially when he's hitting the higher notes and that loud falsetto scream. You can really hear the anguish and at least letting the audience believe that there is anguish there when he performs it. And it's very believable. So that's another thing with ballads, the believability. If you can believe it, that person is actually going through that situation, then they are doing it right. They're performing that right. So number 7 is...
You feel like he really wants to be her Valentine. That's for damn sure.
That middle song,
it's like... I feel hands are dirty.
Dude, it's like, take him back. I'd take him back. You have to tell the woman, like, listen, man. Listen to this guy. I'd take him back.
Right. Well, baby, my hands are dead. Come on, Nikki. It's your line. It's your line. Yes. We'll work on that.
I'm working on it. Vocal practice. We'll get there.
Vocal practice, indeed. 6. Right. I had to throw another Bon Jovi tune in there. Bon Jovi's Bed of Roses. I've always been a big Bon Jovi fan, but it wasn't until a couple of years ago I've heard the song several times, but it wasn't until a couple of years ago when I heard that song live from a Bon Jovi tribute band. When they actually played that, it was phenomenal. I mean, and you could see the reactions from all the crowd around them, all the ladies dancing with the men, all around the whole concert venue. And it's just that, I mean, that alone, it was just, you could see that song has so much power and the effect it has on so many people. And then just seeing that, I was like, I gained a new appreciation for that song and a new love for that song. And just trying to sing those vocals in that song are ridiculous alone. And I absolutely love songs like that, especially when they're challenging like that one. It's very, very fun to listen to and try to attempt to sing. Continuing on. I love ballad list would not be. I love ballad list, in my opinion, without every rose has its thorn. Once again, we've got another story of a man screwing up.
But I think more about
actually, it was more of the lady in this one, actually.
Yeah, the lady cheated on him.
The lady cheated on him. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but this one, wasn't this song, didn't he write it because his girlfriend broke up with him? But I think his girlfriend, I could be completely wrong in this, but I feel like I heard this in a documentary. I believe his girlfriend was a stripper, and he was so upset that she cheated on him, and I'm like,
yeah, and he
my man.
I think he wrote this song in a laundromat, and I want to say Texas somewhere, and it was about that, yeah, about a stripper, and she cheated on him.
Strippers.
Don them strippers.
I'm not hating, ladies. You gotta do what you gotta do out in this world, all right? Anyways.
Oh, yes. Yes, back on subject.
Number 4. I kind of wanted to pair these two together because this is kind of like, you know, we pair them together when we play it live. Skid Row's I Remember You. He's always gonna remember this girl and he's always gonna love her. And that line, it gives me goosebumps almost every time I hear the song. Every time when I hear that line, or even try like singing it, cause you'll always be my dream come true, gets me every time. Oh my darling, I love you, and then he just screams that out. That line every single time.
Yeah, and that's one of those songs you can feel the lyrics and for sure. Yeah,
it's one of those songs. Whenever when just performing that song. A lot of these songs, when you get to perform them live, I gain a new appreciation for them, and I try to feel those even more emotions than what I get than just listening to it. So with that one, even in just singing lines like that, I like that song live. certain aspects, and I absolutely love it. But enough of that. Let's get to number three.
Yes.
Let me get my fingers in there. All right, there. Three. Where's the camera? All right. Cinderella's. Don't know what you got till it's gone. This one, once again, another man screwed it up. He didn't screw it up in every rose, but he screwed it up here, right? Somehow.
He screwed it up.
Can't tell you, baby, what went wrong. I'll tell you what went wrong. You screwed up. The ultimate. Honestly, that. The top three I have, like, honestly, those are interchangeable for number one. I would say that's up there as the top ballad of all time, honestly. Mm.
That's very relatable to this whole year, right?
I'm sorry?
It's very relatable to this whole year, right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, a great point Nikki just brought up. It's, you can think of it just as a love song, or you could even relate that to things outside of love. I mean, just look at the year. 2020's been, I mean, and part of 2021, we don't know how long things are going to happen, you know, with the world right now. I mean, you just, you don't really realize what you got till it's gone.
Yep, definitely. I agree with that.
And, yeah, great point. Thank you for bringing that up, Nick. But number two, Firehouse's Love of a Lifetime.
Underrated song. Very underrated.
And that was another one of those songs that my my father sent to my mother when they were first dating and stuff. Song always held an emotional value to me, and I always, I don't want to, as I say this, I realize I'm going to sound like a total schmuck right now, but I'm going to say it anyways. Who cares? Growing up, after, you know, hearing that story from my father and stuff, I said I always want to play that song and send that to the woman I, you know, fall in love with, the woman I fall in love with one day, just send it over to her and just let her know, like, you know, you're the love of a lifetime, and continue to tell her that every single day. Enough of me being a schmuck now. On to number one, please.
No, as you should. Absolutely, you should.
But no, in all seriousness, though, Love of a Lifetime, phenomenal. But number one, Still Loving You by the Scorpions.
Yes, very good song.
The reason I put that as number one is multiple reasons. One reason being, and me and Nikki have talked about this, I can't precisely say if it was the first ballad, first like hair ballad, power of love ballad, so to speak, but it was one of the early ones that really helped set the tone for love ballads and power ballads.
Yeah, in that, I think you're right. Yeah, I think that was the first power ballad that had a lot of success. Yeah, you're right.
It's the thing about a perfect ballad, I think, it has a slow buildup, but rises to a perfect level of, it reaches a peak, and then it pretty much stays at that peak and slowly just fades out in a good ballad. That song, Still Loving You, I mean, I don't think there's a worse heartache than still loving on this, you know, something that doesn't love you back. Like, it's, that's a rough feeling. I've been there. But for good reasons. We're glad that's done with. Anyways.
That's good.
Now, you move on to better things in your life. Much better.
That's true. Absolutely. But,
which I have. Anyways, with Still Loving You, that song, the, you know, he's longing for something that, you know, he's realized his mistakes. Yes, I've hurt your pride. And I know what you've been through. Like, and that's not me flexing on you. I'm just saying. But what it is on that song, he's really realizing, I understand where you're coming from. And that's the biggest thing. Understanding both sides on these ballads, on these stories. And that guitar riff at the end, where he just, it's pretty much right before that line I just sang. It's like, yes, I want your pride, and I know what you've been through. Gets me every time with that guitar riff. I mean, every time that song comes on, I am blaring it out to my radio every single time. Love it.
Because I'm still loving you.
Exactly. Yes.
And he holds that note out so long, it's phenomenal.
He is such a good singer. Mm-hmm. He needs more appreciation of how good of a singer he really
and his
is.
His voice is still pretty strong.
Yeah, I've listened to it. I'm very impressed with him. So anyway, let's see if Nikki here can give up his top 10 once again, and hopefully...
I gave you a tour of my house. I don't know if it blacked out the entire time, but I was trying to come up here where the little Wi-Fi thing is and see if that helps, but so far we're all right, but let's try to get this in before we get this black screen of death.
Oh, no.
Let's start back over. Cheap Trick the Flame, fantastic song. I love the opening guitar part to that. That whenever that starts, I'm like, oh, yes. We'll move on to You and Me. You and Me Ain't No Movie Star. What We Are is What We Are. Amazing lyrics. It's just about two people that are just regular people, you know. And that's okay, you know. I love being just a regular guy. You know, we get to you know, have fun on the weekends and play some shows and that stuff. But when we're not doing that, I like just being at home and you know, watching a movie and you know, going bowling or whatever, you know. So you know, I love that song. I love that it's just very relatable to just an everyday person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, I got Here I Go Again by Whitesnake. It's obviously a classic. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I can elaborate any more than what everyone already else has, because I think it was in everybody's
top 10.
Mm-hmm. It's just a classic from that time. It might be one of the biggest songs from that time. Definitely the most familiar video. Number 7, I'll Be There For You by Bon Jovi. The harmonies in that are just gets me. Richie Sambora has got such an amazing voice, backing, you know, it's very rare that you find two singers like that, you know. John Bon Jovi, an incredible frontman, incredible singer, and then you have his sidekick Richie Sambora that can just, you know, makes those songs, you know. Without that harmony there, some of those songs wouldn't be the same. So great song, great message. Probably my favorite Bon Jovi song, I'm gonna say. Number 6, Every Rose Has Its Thorn by Poison. Poison's one of my favorite bands of all time, and you know, of their ballads, this one's my favorite. Something to Believe In is also a great song, but Every Rose Has Its Thorn is just iconic. And they called it the was it the Free Bird of the 80s? Was Every Rose Has Its Thorn?
Kind of like that.
And I think it's right. Yeah. It's a classic, man.
I think this song, in my opinion, really shows how good of a guitar player CC DeVille really was.
Yeah,
because he's a very, very underrated guitar player.
I agree.
He doesn't get the recognition that he really deserves,
especially now. He's an amazing. He's really good now. A lot of people used to trash him as a guitar player, and he's one of my favorites. Just a hell of a performer.
Mm-hmm.
His big hair. And,
hey, I like this hair.
Yeah, well, me too.
Yeah, kill it.
Number 5, Bringing On the Heartbreak by Def Leppard. That's my you know, favorite Def Leppard song. My favorite Def Leppard song, probably, period. That just an amazing vocal on that, and I love how it gets to the end and it turns to that next song, which is what, Switch 625.
Love that guitar.
The rest of the song. So
right there, Steve Clark's awesome.
Yeah, great song. Probably the reason why I dove more into Def Leppard was that song. So number 4, I got I Remember You with Skid Row, which I think me and T-Bone have the same number 4 right there. That might have been one of the first. So when I was younger, when me and my dad would be driving around, that's how I got introduced to a lot of music. We would go to CD stores and we would listen to TUE, or if we went and bought a CD, we would pop it in and kind of like listen to it. And that's how I discovered, you know, that's how I found out about a lot of these bands. And so when slow songs would come on, I would always turn it, because I was not a big fan of ballads when I was younger. I always wanted the fast, you know, Stand Up and Shout by Dio, or you know, the heavy, fast stuff, you know, that's exciting. But as I got older, I found a really, you know, I found a really big appreciation for ballads and acoustic songs. And, you know, I don't know, maybe that's just maturing, you know, but
we all have soft spots.
Back then, lyrics didn't mean anything to me. And now, as an adult, they do. So I Remember You is a great song. And that was one of the first ballads that like drew me in to wanting to listen to slower songs. Mm-hmm. Number three, What You Give by Tesla. Amazing song. Psychotic Supper is their best album, in my opinion.
That's a good album.
And good album. That one's on there. Sorry, a comment cracking me up. What You Give by Tesla is just iconic, an iconic song, great message. And Jeff Keith really shines in that song. And, you know, actually, that was one of the songs when I was stalking Tristan on Facebook. Mm. I seen him sing that, and I was like, oh, man, this guy gets it, man. He gets it. So I love that song. Number two, To Be With You. Great song. That's just classic, you know, classic ballad. You know, it's just it's very catchy, very memorable. I love Eric Martin's voice. And that was one of the ones we got to do in those acoustic songs, which was a lot of fun recreating that. So
Mr. Big is a very underrated band.
Yeah,
I think you guys should play more of them. Songs of theirs.
I agree. And number one, Forever by Kiss.
Forever.
It's to me, that's it doesn't get better than that. The acoustic solo in that. And not a lot of these ballads have acoustic solos, right? But Forever does. And I think if Forever came out in 89, if that had came out in 87, I think that would have been a humongous song. For Kiss, but it came out in 89 as, you know, that genre of music was dying and grunge was starting. So I think that they kind of got lost, that song kind of got lost for a lot of people. But I wanted that to be my wedding song. It didn't end up being my wedding song. I got vetoed.
I'm so sorry.
But it's still, it's one of those songs that makes me think of, you know, my wife. And I think that, like you said, like, I think we all do that, right? When we're dating someone, when I was first dating my wife, that was one of the first songs I sent to her. I was like, this song reminds me of you or whatever. So, yeah, anyways, love that song. It's genius. And Paul Stanley's vocal, it doesn't get better for me than Paul Stanley on that song. So, there's my top 10. So now we need to make like a mixtape, right? Of the best. Mm-hmm. Maybe yes. Five. Best five.
Well, before we do that here, we got a big list. We got a big list here from Cody Boggs here.
Yeah, let's read it.
Boom. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll go. Not all hair metal, but my favorite from that era. One, Purple Rain by Prince. Number two, Great November song. Rain, even though Nick hates this song and won't add it to the TARS list. That's actually what caught me. I was like, oh.
I don't hate that song. That's just a really hard song to pull off live.
It's very long, too.
It's very long, too. And in our show, we try to put a lot of different bands in our show. And if we did that, it's like a 7, 8, 9, 10-minute song. And it might be something we could do for an acoustic video sometime.
Just get some violinists and up there, and then there you go. You know, you got it.
Yeah. Do you know any?
Nah, I know my sister, but she's in the Navy right now, so it won't work out. We got Faithfully, She Said My Journey. Every Breath You Take by The Police.
Yeah.
Okay. Crying by Aerosmith. And Don't Cry by Guns N' Roses. 7, Alone by Heart. Yeah, we said that. Dust in the Wind by Kansas, number 9. And Take My Breath Away by Berlin. Yeah, okay. And I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. That's a very good one.
Mm. Yep.
Aerosmith had a lot of them, too.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
especially when they got into the 80s and on, they became like a ballad band. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
at first they weren't known for that. But
I think like Angel might be my favorite Aerosmith song.
That's a good song. That yeah.
That's one of mine.
Like, that's the one, like, when I start, like, I'm one of those hopeless romantic people. It's like, we've been dating for a whole week. It's like, man, I send her that song. Then, like, a week later, they're gone. And I'm like, well, I shouldn't have led with something that strong. But it's like, it's one of those songs that you want to be able to send to a girl and not send, you know what I mean? It's one of those kind of heartwarming, lovey-dovey. Like T-Bone said earlier, it's the one you want to be able to play and be like, yep. Yeah.
You're my angel girl.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Save me tonight.
You know, it's interesting. I was watching that video, and every time I watch it, there was that part where the girl's floating in the air, kind of spinning. It almost looks like she almost hits him, and he kind of ducks like super fast. He's like, "Come and save me tonight." That's a good video. Very classic. Yeah. So, how are we gonna mix these together? How are we going
to
do this?
Let's try to put a top five together of our favorite, like all of ours combined. Like, and we'll have the people that are watching comment on this and say if they agree or they don't, and we'll move the songs accordingly. But I remember you was in mine and Tristan, T-Bone's top 10. So I think that one should be in there. But I mean, was that in your guys's? I can't remember.
No, we all had. Every Rose Has a Thorn was in everybody's.
We all had. I did not have. So that one needs to be in the top, our top five. Here I Go Again, I think, was in all of ours.
Yeah.
It was not. Mine had Is This Love. That's what I had.
Okay. So three out of four of us had it, right? So
not mine.
No,
but no, I would agree that it's up there.
Okay, so only
two. I would agree that it's up there.
It should be up there, definitely.
Yeah.
So Every Rose is in there.
I'll Be There For You.
Yeah.
In all of ours?
It was not in mine. Mine had Tesla, Love Song, L.A. Guns, Ballad of Jane, Twisted Sister by Price, Alice Cooper, Ballad of Dwight Frye, Doc and Alone Again, Cinderella, Don't Know What You Got, which I believe Tristan had.
Yep.
Wasp, Forever Free, Europe, Carrie, and Warrant, Heaven Ain't So Far Away. Those were mine.
Sorry, in the Whitesnake song, Is This Love, right?
Is it? Yeah, I had Is This Love in there.
Is This Love was like one for both of you guys, wasn't it?
It was.
I think that counts for something.
I said one.
What was the song that we just decided on? So I have Every Rose Has a Thorn, I'll Be There For You, and then what else? I missed one.
I would say Is This Love, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm good.
I would agree. Yeah, I'd say it's love.
That one almost made my list, and I honestly, thinking back on it, I probably should have put it in there.
Is this love? Yeah. No, it's a classic. So we got Is This Love? I Remember You. Every Rose, right?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you taking these down, Josh? Because
I am. My typing abilities, like, that's why I'm like, sorry. What did you guys say?
I think I'll Be There For You was in there, right?
Yeah,
I got for a lot of us.
So Every Rose Has a Thorn. I'll Be There For You. I'll Remember You. Then we'll put it. What Is Love?
What You Give? I mean, me and T-Bone had that, but I don't think everyone had that.
No, I had Love Song by Tesla.
Bringing On the Heartbreak was in me and Nikki's.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them, man. That's
there's too many.
I like Denise's comment. Good luck making a top five.
Yeah, this ain't easy.
Apparently, Loretta said that I had the best top 10.
Hey, there you go.
Feel very special. Thank you.
He's going to leave that comment up here the entire rest of the show.
That's right.
Oh, man. Well, okay. So what? Okay. How many songs did we put in there now? Do we still got
one more?
One more.
What's our number one?
All right. I had Love.
Let's order these. Well, I mean, like, what's our number one together? Out of those.
All together.
Out of those.
We all had Every Rose, I think.
Okay. So I think that needs to be the number one.
Okay.
Do you agree or no?
Yeah, I agree.
I agree. That is a good song. And
number two, there was one that had like all three of us had it.
Is This Love, I believe.
Yeah.
And I'll Be There For You as well.
So I'll Be There For You at number two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number three, Is This Love? I could
do that. Yeah, I would like Is This Love. I was thinking the same thing.
Number four.
You got I'll Remember You?
Oh, yeah. Number four, I Remember You? I'm good with that.
Oh, yeah.
And then five, we got to have one more song, right?
Yeah, I think either Forever Free by Wasp should be in there or Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone by Cinderella.
I'm good with Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone.
That's like that one. I think Don't Know What You Got is one of the top ones.
Yeah, all right. I agree.
All right. Let me type that one in. We're good. We have our top five.
All right. Let's look at it. Let's see if we're good with it.
Oh, it's getting juicy.
Chug roll.
Da-da-da-da-da. All right, we're good. Notice I can never work in an office. I can't type very well. Here we go.
All right, one, Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Two, I'll Be There For You, Bon Jovi. Three, Whitesnake, Is This Love? Four, Skid Row, I Remember You. And five, Cinderella, Don't Know What You Got. I'm definitely good with those five. I don't know if the order is perfect. What are you guys saying?
I think Is This Love should be at least number two or number one. That's how I see it. Skid Row should be number three. I think Every Rose Has Its Thorn should be number four. I don't know about Don't Know What You Got Until It's Gone, though.
That would be my number two. If
would like, you say Don't Know What You Got?
I would say Don't Know What You Got would be my number two to like Every Rose.
You think Every Rose is one?
I do. Yeah, I did too.
It's a classic. Yeah, I think
it is a classic. I will say
everyone knows that one more, even though I like Don't Know What You Got a bit better. I think everyone.
I'm good with Cinderella at number two.
Yeah, I love that.
Can you edit that, Josh?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Josh.
I did like Sebastian said.
Why type this? We have some comments to buy me a little bit of time. Awesome top five list, and Angela says no.
She said no.
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 Is this your top five? I don't think so.
Let me tell you what the top five is.
All right, so what are we rolling with at number two now?
Yeah, what are we going to say, T-Bone?
Number two is Don't Know What You Got, right?
Yeah, we did say that, I believe.
Oh, Sebastian, what I was saying was when you said I'll Remember You at number three, I was kind of thinking along the same
I'm okay line. With that, too. I think it's a great song. It's probably – I like it more than I'll Be There For You and Is This Love? Mm-hmm. I personally like it better than this.
Yeah.
All right, so Skid Row at four.
Move that to three. Yeah, move that to three.
So is Bon Jovi four or Whitesnake?
According to Denise here, we need to start. Actually, T-Bone needs to start singing, and we'll get better ideas. T-Bone, start singing. I got a guitar in my hand. I'll play terrible, though.
All right, what's the best one? Oh, we got every rose has a thorn. All right, number two. Don't know what you got. It's gone. Yeah.
Well, we got better ideas now.
I think when Josh types this, this will be solid now.
I'll be right back. I think I just heard a knocking at my door. I'll be right back.
Got my knock at my door.
Poison, Every Rose Has Its Thorn. Two, Cinderella, Don't Know What You Got. Three, Skid Row, I'll Remember You. Bon Jovi, I'll Be There For You, and Whitesnake. I'm good with it.
Yes, that is solid. I think that's really good.
I'm with it.
According to Loretta, though,
this should be your Valentine's Day playlist. Top five songs.
Top five playlist. That Arena Rock Show recommended. Top five playlist. Put it on a cassette
and send it to your boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever you want, and just feel the love, because that's what we need.
That's true.
That's it. I think we're locking it in. That's our top five. Thank you guys for tuning in. Anybody got any questions or anybody got any good stuff they want to share? Leave it in the comments. We'll pop it up here and love to talk to you. We don't get to see everyone as much as we used to. So, yeah. If you got any good news you want to share, or you got any questions for any of us, pop them in the comments there.
And just so y'all you know, I'm getting ready to start up another episode of Rocking with Seabass soon. I know I haven't been making too many because of school and all that, but I'm going to talk about the band Rat next week. So if y'all want, be ready to hear that episode, because I'm a huge Rat fan and I gotta talk about them.
Yep. Great band.
Vicky wants Valentine acoustic videos.
Well, they'll be sure to get that to you, Vicky.
Maybe. We'll see how fast we can pump that out.
And here's the question we all have in the area of Ohio, which I live in.
When are we going to JD Legends?
I don't know. You'll have to let them know you want to see us, and maybe they'll ask us to come back.
Hey, they always like this podcast. So, hey, Terry and Wasfi, as you're watching, we want them to come back.
Yeah, there you go. Michael Reister from Edwardsville. Yeah, I just talked to Al yesterday, and looks like we're going to be coming there September 21st now, which I think is actually a fair date. I think things are starting to open back up, and I think from what I'm hearing, theaters and clubs are going to open up in the fall. So I think that looks like it's likely going to happen. So, please hold on to your tickets. We're dying to see you guys. Love the Wildy Theater.
I love the one here. It says, will you please do some Boston? Do some Boston.
That would be fun. It would be tough. But it'd be fun.
And just think of Amanda and just go for it.
Terry and Wasfi, dude, we're demanding they come back to JD Legends again.
Yes, please come back to JD Legends. I'll be sure they go to JD Legends. If not, I'll go to their houses and just drag them out. Let's go!
I don't think they've started booking their summer dates yet, but when they do, I'm sure they'll get a hold of us. Are you ever coming to Iowa? I'd love to come to Iowa. Dubuque area?
Yeah. It's interesting.
Yeah, no joke, Michael. That's been postponed. I think we were supposed to play there last March, and it's been a year now, so unfortunate, but we'll get there, and when we do, it'll be worth it. We promise. We got, actually, that's something that we haven't really talked about for all the people that are on here. We're investing in some new stuff for our show, to where our stage design is going to look a little different next year and a little more updated.
Are you guys going to have any new costumes or anything?
T-Bone's talking about buying some stuff. Yeah, actually, I just bought a new thing for my look. So yeah, I'll have a new shirt. I just bought some new stage pants, and so I needed something to go with it. JD Legends Entertainment,
new merchandise.
Yeah, right. Maybe. Yeah,
maybe I should.
I tossed around an idea earlier. This might be a goofy idea. I don't know. I'm just gonna throw it out there. You ever see those like foam fingers? Usually at sports games, it's like number one.
Yeah.
I found some that do this, right?
Yeah, the rock.
And you can put your logo on it. So I thought that would be kind of a cool idea. If anyone thinks that's a cool idea, leave a comment. If you don't leave a comment, and I'll get the message.
You know, you look out in the crowd and you see all those out there.
Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah.
I think so.
Actually, you know what you guys need to do? You know that interview I did with you guys a while back at the Riverfront?
Mm-hmm.
You guys should take that video, put it on your merchandise stand, and edit out to the part where you two go like, buy a merchandise! Yeah!
You need to do it.
I like it, yeah.
I like that, actually.
Even Angela said yes.
I still got it, too. So, yeah, go for it.
Angela and Denise, cool.
Yeah, Angela said no earlier, so she likes this idea.
Heck, yeah. Angela's from Louisville. We met her at the Mercury Ballroom. Her and Harold, her husband, I believe. I remember he took a bunch of videos of that show, and they're still on YouTube.
Vicky's thinking that extra mile, glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah, let me look into that. That would be
like God of Thunder with those.
Making a CD would be awesome. We recorded a bunch of versions of the songs we do, and we plan on doing more of that. We also talked about doing an acoustic album, like an acoustic CD. Maybe even earn stuff. Who knows? So
that'd be cool. Here's one question. Are you guys? Do you guys know if you're going to have any openers that you know, like maybe Rich Kozak from Mr. Speed again, or maybe Dave Moody from Thunderstruck?
Yeah. You know, that was fun having them down in Cincinnati. It was a good time. I don't know. Usually we don't have anything to do with the openers. Usually the venues book the opening bands. That one specifically, I suggested those two guys. And the venue went after them. So, I would love to. I thought that was fun having both of those guys.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Unplugged shows, but that was probably one of the best Unplugged shows I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Rich killed it with you and Dave. It was like, wow.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
Very, very entertained by that. Let's see here. We have one comment here by Russ Ward. He says, you guys need to do a DVD.
You know, back in the day, bands used to do home videos where they follow them around in their tour bus and their rehearsal studios and stuff like that. I thought that would be fun to do something like that, make a DVD that we could sell at the merch booth that had stuff to do with that. So that could be fun, maybe.
The life and times of that arena rock show.
Yeah.
Yes. Have a random scene of
never
you guys,
a dull moment.
You guys should have a random scene of, you know, pushing me around.
Wait till you see footage from our vocal rehearsals.
Oh, yes.
But you guys should have like a footage of me, like, you know, you guys pushing me around. You're like, this is the crazy nerd that likes to interview us. Now get out of here.
Yeah, you could be like the guy from Kiss Exposed, where he goes to their house and stuff like that.
That would be cool.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps to Paul Stanley's front door.
Ding, 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 ding. Doorbell. Walks in there, he sees a bunch of chicks and everything.
Oh, man. You got anything off the top of your head, Tristan Tebow?
I'm trying to think of something that...
Funny stories.
All right, well... Do I want to talk about the Kalahari experience? That one wasn't necessarily on the road, but...
I mean, we were on the road for that. What happened
there? Technically, it was a business trip.
Yeah, that was a business trip.
It was a business trip. Well, we... See, was it Kalahari? Well, anyways...
Yeah,
we were up in Kalahari Water Resort. What is it called? It's the hotel, like water park resort.
Yeah, Kalahari. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Up in Sandusky, Ohio. We had a wild party there, and wild party. So
Yeah.
And, I don't know if the video is still up on our page or not, but essentially, the next morning we all woke up. Getty Rose's head is in a microwave.
What?
Yeah, it's a microwave.
What's he trying to do?
Trying to turn the TV on while he's in the bathtub. In the bathroom, there's no TV in there. And when we asked him what time it was, he said, oh, that's fireball o'clock. Because there was fireballs stacked everywhere. And my head may or may not have been stuck in the side of an underwear drawer, but that's okay. That's
the Queen of England.
The
Queen of England.
And that's when I said goodnight to the Queen of England.
That's exactly what it was, the hangover rock star version.
Okay, exactly. Well, I'm still kind of curious, though. Why was Getty sticking his head in a microwave?
Partying with Nattering Rock Show gets wild.
Yeah, I guess it was cold.
It was cold.
It was cold. Keep his head in the microwave, keep it warm. I don't know.
That was so funny.
Oh, my gosh.
There was that one time when we were driving home from Grand Rapids, and we're like half asleep, and we're I hear the car slowing down, so I would kind of get up. I'm like, what's going on? And one of our tires on the trailer busted, so we had to go, and we had to leave one of our guys on the side of the road with the trailer.
Oh no.
Unhook the trailer. We had to go drive to like an AutoZone and find tools to go to change this tire and to where we could limp back home, because our axle was actually bent on the trailer. But that was the first time we had any issues like that, knock on wood. But what else happens when we're traveling?
Well, there is that random video of you guys going to McDonald's and you forgot your tea.
That was real. That was real life.
Yeah, it was. They didn't give me my tea. I was a wee bit upset by that. So I let them know.
Yeah.
Very kindly.
And, I thought you sang for them.
Yes. Yeah. I opened up my talent for them.
Yeah.
Freely.
Yeah.
Even when they didn't give me a sweet tea. That's how good of a person I am. I'm a good person. Oh, you see that?
You know what?
Sideways.
One that just popped in my head was when we were at the Wildy Theater last. We asked Al Canal, which is the owner of the place, to print off our set list, and he comes back with a set list, and it's like 10 songs that of. You know, we would never play in a million years. And I think like the Thong Song was on there. He had it on there like 3 times.
The Thong Song. What the hell is
this? Free Bird was on there.
Yeah. Yep.
I think it was on twice, actually.
I feel like there's got to be something funny that happened at that campground.
I don't know.
We got the go-karts.
We had golf carts. Yeah. We were like, the women were like skidding down a hill in a golf cart.
Wait a minute. Okay. I don't know why I'm going to bring this up, but this was an older video. I don't know where you guys were. And I think it was Getty that was recording you guys, but you, T-Bone, were in the bathtub singing, and Getty Rose like comes in and disturbs you, and you're like, Getty Rose!
There's certain things and certain privacies you do not violate. And that man, and you, Nikki, I'm still holding a grudge about that one, all right?
You're sharing a hotel room with 2 other guys. Oh, it's, you know.
You didn't have to say.
He had to poo.
You didn't have to say that on stream.
Yeah. Sorry, Timo.
I had to brush my teeth.
Slept on the floor. I got my own bed. That's all I'm saying. Anyway.
Oh,
you let a man take his own bubble bath every now and then, all right?
I can't remember where we were, but this is a true story, funny story. We were somewhere, and we were sharing a room. Me, T-Bone, Getty Rose, and I that might have been it. And I told Getty, I was like, dude, like you can share the bed with me. It's no big deal to me. Like you can sleep in it. He would not do it. And he slept on the floor the entire night because he didn't want to sleep in the bed with me.
He's like, it's actually pretty comfy down here. I'm like,
no, it's not.
I'm like, dude, if you don't like how Nikki smells or something, I mean, you can always chill with me.
I try to shower.
I smell just fine.
Oh my gosh. Oh, gee, the golf cart backing rangly going up the hill. Look, that Cynthia's face was priceless. I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, Getty didn't want a spoon, I guess.
His loss,
yep. Yeah, forget it. Hey, T-Bone, wait. I'm not working tomorrow, but maybe on Friday you should pop out of nowhere at Wendy's and we'll give you a sweet tea. And we will not forget it.
Will it be free? You don't, likely, okay, you don't have to answer that on stream. Anyways.
I work there. It could be.
Okay.
And my mother's a manager.
We'll talk. We'll communicate. Maybe we'll work something out.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll sing a song for it. Who knows? Maybe I will offer up my talents Because I'm a good person.
And Jack is a pretty interesting character.
Yes. He's got a ventriloquist act now.
Yeah. He pitched us an idea last night. my abs were hurting from laughing. I'm sure you won't get it unless you were there. But he wanted to, he said, unplug his face, like stick it on his tongue, the cord on his tongue. And then he's going to like put his bat, take his battery out of his face. He's going to go,
you had to have been there, guys.
Yeah,
you
had to be there. And then the other thing he did that, what's that dance that everyone does? The WAP.
It is the WAP, if you will.
Okay.
He was doing that in the backstage room at, I have it on video.
Might have been at the camping.
Lazy Acres.
Yeah. Oh, geez. I bet you guys have too many stories you can't think of.
Oh, I'm sure there's a ton. Yeah, we just
let's see. Hey, Josh, do you have any crazy stories?
You know what? I'm sorry to cut you off, and you can answer. But does anyone have any? And you can leave it in the comments. Do you have any funny stories that you'd like to share about coming to one of our shows?
Oh, that's a good
question. We don't know about. But go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
The only one that I have about one of your show crazy stories, my parents watch. I don't want to tell those, but those I can tell you after we go off stream. But at JD Legends, it was so you guys were there, I think in May, June timeframe earlier this year, mid of last year, I think. And I went and saw you guys, and we managed to make it all the way to the front. And you were throwing guitar picks out. Mm. And I was standing next to this woman. She's like, man, I'm going to catch one of those. And I was like, so am I. She's like, I bet you I get it before you do. And I was like, I bet you don't. She's like, why you say that? I was like, you're 5'2". I'm 6'4". I'll catch it. And she was like, whatever. So you came over and you threw it. So like I reach over her, snatch it. And in one swoop, I put it in my pocket. And she's like, where did it go? And I was like, it must have went back there somewhere. My buddy Ben is just standing over there. And I was like, got it. She literally like went into the sand and was looking for it for about a half hour. Like the concert's over and she's still there. And they're like, his wife's like, you should be nice and give it back. And I was like, no. And I left. And I remember when I reached out to Nikki not long after that to interview you guys when we first actually met. And I told that story. I seen her at New Year's Eve. And I was like, shit. And I was with my parents. I was like, Mom, don't let her come over here. If she does, you got to play that whole he's married thing and get her the hell away. And she's like, all right, I got you. And luckily she never did come over there. But I did, like, it was kind of bad because I kind of Heismaned her. Like, I stiff-armed her and then grabbed it and then acted like I didn't, but I did. And it's somewhere in my dresser in my room, so that's kind of funny. And my sister caught one at your last show. So,
oh, nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, I assault your fans at your concerts, I guess, is my thing.
I've accidentally assaulted them as well. Before, I would try to throw picks like really hard and like hit people in the chest, and sometimes on accident I would smack them in the middle of their head. And there's this one time I was playing a show, and it was on St. Patrick's Day, and the whole crowd was just wasted. Mm-hmm. And I threw this pick, and I remember watching this girl. She's like, and it went right in her head, and it didn't even phase her. She's like.
Oops.
Yeah. So yeah, there's some interesting guitar pick stories out there. But I've tried to get a little bit easier going with those. I kind of toss them up so that people
know. The most interesting story I ever gotten, because I'm too laid back and I don't really do much. I caught a pick and another pick and I gave it to a kid. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got.
You're that's a good nice. Person.
Look at you. You're a good kid.
Yeah, there's one I want to tell you guys. So, you know Billy Bob Thornton, right? Like the actor. Yeah, so he had a band. I saw them at JD Legends a couple years ago, and I was like, "Holy shit, Bad Santa's here!" Because that's my Billy Bob. Like Bad Santa, I watch it with my family. It's actually my grandma's favorite movie, which is hilarious because she's all like, religious and stuff. And she's like, put on Bad Santa. I was like, Grimble, this is not what you, this is not something you would watch. And, but he came to JD Legends with his band. And I was like, I didn't even know this guy sung. Like, I want to meet him. And like his manager's walking up and down because we paid for the meet and greet it. And he was like, don't ask him about his movies. He wants to talk about music. If he was here for his movies, he'd be here filming a movie. We're like, all right, it's fine. I go over there and like, it was one of those things where like, I'm a huge fan. So I started drinking a little bit early that day, say like 11 in the morning. And it's like 6 o'clock because he went on at 7. And like, I stumble up there and we're about to take a picture with him. He just looks at me and I like this because he's like 5'4" and he just looks at me and he was like, how are you? I was like, I'm good, dude, the big fan, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, you've been drinking. And I was like, yeah, I started drinking at 11. He's like, I've been drinking since 8:30. You'll man up one of these days, son. And then he turns around, takes a picture, and he's like, next, he's like, then he said it again, like, you'll man up one of these days, kid. And he's like, all right, next. And it's like, damn. And I was like, I just got put on blast by Bad Santa. This is fucking awesome. I call my mom, like, guess what? And she's like, what do you mean you've been drinking since 10? And I was like, never mind, gotta go, bye. And that was it. That was pretty cool.
He told you to man up. Wow.
He did. And I was like, I thought I needed some kind of counseling for like wanting a beer at 11 o'clock. But he's like, I've been drinking vodka since 8. And it's like, damn. All right. This guy is Bad Santa. No wonder the movie is so realistic.
Yeah. The movie's real life.
Yeah. That's him.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, Josh, since you mentioned a meet and greet story, I do have a quick one. This is kind of triggered my memory on a meet and greet story. And it did happen at JD Legends, actually.
There's some crazy people in Franklin, I'm telling you.
Oh, hey, they're my party people, though, let me tell you. We were doing a meet and greet there one show. And a couple of ladies came by and they asked me, like, hey, can we get your autograph? And I said, yeah, absolutely. And I signed their VIP badges they had and stuff, and but prior to that, I said, where would you like me to sign? And they said, oh, right here. And I said, all right, anything else you'd like me to sign? Sure enough, a certain part of the female anatomy, which I shall not say on stream,
yes, sir.
she said, will you sign these? I'm like, whip them out. All right.
Roll out.
And sign them. And then sure enough, I was like, see, they want the singer's signature. They go straight to the lead guitarist.
Right? Oh, no.
Straight to the lead guitarist right after. And then they start asking him for his signature. And sure enough, I got my man in some serious trouble with his old lady. So,
oops.
Sorry, buddy, but that's not a business role sometimes, my guy. Gotta be a player.
I remember you telling us that story there. I remember you telling us that story when we were together playing Xbox with Matthew and them. I was sitting there like, why would you do that?
Let's not bring that comment on.
No, tell us the story, since it's already been brought up.
All right, so I guess I might have done.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Granted, she's a really nice lady and a very great fan, so shout out to you. I will not name you on stream. Nikki, where'd you go?
I keep dying.
So we had our first headlining show at Bogart's. First time we ever headlined there. We sold it out. Filled it to capacity, right?
After the show, month and a half to promote, by the way.
Exactly. After the show, I had a couple of drinks in me, right? And I was shirtless and everything, and I was very, very sweaty. I know I'm providing too much details, but you know what? I'm providing a picture image, if you will, all right?
Got me.
So I was very sweaty and several drops of alcohol in me, and this lady comes up to me and she says, and I'm like, what'd you say? And she whispers to me, she's like, can I lick your belly? sure enough, there was a lot of people around, and I'm like, oh, T-Bone, you better keep your rock star image up and say, yeah.
That's your other stuff.
And sure enough, it happened on the spot.
It happened. And did everybody see it?
Dedication to the fans, that's what I called it.
But did everybody see it, or was it just them, or was it unnoticeable?
I mean, it was at the merch booth, and there was a lot of people there, so I assume there were several people who saw it.
Well, that was a interesting story. Thank you, T-Bone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know what else we...
I didn't think about the brawls on stage yet, either, but that was so
Oh, yeah, Grand Rapids, yeah. There's some ladies that threw brawls on stage. That was a first. That was pretty funny.
Should have gotten the hanger.
I put it on my guitar and started smacking everybody with it, and then I took it and threw it at our drummer, and I don't know what happened to it, but
pretty sure I hope Ricky was okay when he saw that.
Ryan, yeah,
Ryan. Yeah, I keep on calling him Ricky because he has the same name as Ricky Rocket. Right. Well, okay, I don't know how many stories we got here, but is there anything else we should talk about? Anything we want the fans to know?
We don't want them to know anything else.
Hmm. That's very good to know.
That's all I got. Wanda hung it on my guitar for me. I think that's all. Unless anybody's got a question or anything they want to pop up. But I see we've been on here a while, so we could save some of the more other stories for another time if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, so anyway, guys, it's been a blast. I'm glad that we were able to do more the ballads and everything, and I hope we can do something even cooler next time, like I said, like trivia or something to do with, like, Battle of the Bands or anything like that.
Yeah.
So I really look forward to doing some more things.
I think the next one we're going to do a trivia with Scott Hall hosting.
That's awesome. Yeah. Wow.
And, I'd like to There's a good amount of people that tune into this all the time, so I'd like to bring on some of our fans, and maybe they can compete in this battle as well. Maybe we might have room for I don't know how many this StreamYard holds, but maybe we could bring on two people and make it a nice battle.
Yeah, we can alternate through. I think it holds 10.
Oh, it does hold 10. Okay.
10.
Yeah, maybe we'll throw some teams together. I'm pretty sure it's 10. Maybe we'll throw some teams together and make it a cool trivia thing. Scott Hall always does the best trivia, so
yeah, he does some good stuff. I've always enjoyed his stuff.
Yeah, one of the first events we did was an 80s metal trivia, and me, T-Bone, and we did like this thing where he would say something. What do? He'd say like, "Can you name this guitar riff?" And we'd play the riff, and then some people had to guess it, and you would sing like a line. And then people had to guess it, but who knows? Maybe we'll still do some of that too, because that was fun. Yeah.
Now, what will there be a prize if we would do that?
Yeah, we will have prizes on that. Mm-hmm. Whether it be a T-shirt or something, we will definitely have a prize to give away for the winning team. So, or the contestants that are a part of it. So, more info on that will come out. That'll be in 2 weeks, and. And that'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that one. So,
and to all you fans, you better get up there and study up 80s and 70s rock.
Yep.
Study hard.
That's right.
Yeah, follow the socials. You guys want to be a part of that? You see at That Arena Rock Show at the bottom, and all you people from the Buzz at WTB.com. Send any ideas and stuff you guys have there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a lot of our shows are born from Denise's suggestions. So
yeah, I know she tunes in a few of mine, and we've used a couple of hers as well.
Yeah,
so
great ideas.
So
yeah,
good ideas.
If any of you have ideas, leave them in the comments, and who knows, it might turn into a show. So,
and just so you know, Denise, no, we will not do a thing of Finding Me a Girl.
I don't know. Talk to me after Valentine's Day. I might volunteer myself. We'll see.
There you go.
I have 2 weeks.
Winner of the trivia can win a date with Mrs. Doubtfire.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Now, Denise, thank you.
Survived, all right?
You really are awesome. You should be our manager.
Yeah. All right. Well, signing off. We'll see you next time, 2 weeks for some trivia. So till then, we'll see you later. I don't have a message to.
Well, as I always say, take care and keep rocking.